Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events to our area. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today with the Monroe Symphony League, President-elect Norma Norris and League member Dale Demos. The Monroe Symphony League Book Fair continues on this weekend. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
We're so glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the book fair, it's located at 320 North 4th Street. Dale, tell us the times that will be coming up this weekend for the
book
fair.
All right, we'll be there Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 1 to 5. And there's no fee this week. Everybody just come and
right, had the first day fee, but now...
Right. People are always trying to pay that later, but... Anyway, we hope y'all will be able to come. We have a lot of books left. We're going to be restocking today.
Mm-hmm.
And Norma, you want to tell about some of the books that we have?
We've had a lot of beautiful books on art, gardening, travel, and architecture. Other book subjects include antiques, pets, hunting, fishing, various sports, mechanical and carpentry manuals are available. We have hobbies section. The hobbies section includes sewing patterns, cross stitch, quilting books, also books on macrame, ceramics, and various other crafts. We have records, tapes, CDs, and sheet music. And in the cookbook section, we have a great selection of Louisiana cookbooks, various junior league and church cookbooks from other states and our local ones. We have international cookbooks including Italian, Oriental, French, Indian, and African cuisine. We have cake decorating books. We had a large donation of cake decorating books recently, so that would be an interesting thing to check on. Books for special diets and nutritional needs are also available.
One of the types of books that you have available, too, is the large print books, which is a really good idea that has come about.
Yes, and we have a very large number of them that have been donated to us by Hike and Humble Eye Clinic, and so you have a lot to choose from. They're a dollar a piece, so it's a great buy. We also have books on religion, and we have a lot of children's books, especially for the third, fourth, fifth grade and up. We have all kinds of nonfiction, Tom Clancy, and there's a JFK and Jackie book by Tim Hill, and several by Al Gore, and so we have a lot of newer books in our goodies section and coffee table books. There are just a wide assortment, mm-hmm. and they're very inexpensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, the money that we earn from these books goes to the symphony, and we have several projects. We sponsor the Marjorie Strickland Emerging Artist Competition in January to encourage and promote excellence in musical performance in youth and young artists residing in Louisiana. And there are four winners this time, and the top winner will perform with the orchestra in October. So it's a wonderful way to promote these young people, and many of them go on to play in other orchestra, play in orchestras and teach and have good careers following that. We also sponsor Sound Safari, which is a live symphonic concert for students in Monroe City, Ouachita Parish, private and parochial schools, so that the young people can experience a symphony. We also have a music scholarship here at ULM we sponsor. So the money goes for good things.
Yeah, lots of programs that the Monroe Symphony League are involved in. Speaking with Norma Norris and Dale Demos with the Monroe Symphony League. Norma, you mentioned a lot of variety of items, everything from arts and crafts, hobby items, things like that. Of course, a variety of books. What are the more popular things that people come in? What do they say that they are, you know, really interested in finding on the shelves?
They seem to be very interested in the cookbooks for some reason. Those are very popular.
It's one of those things, I guess, they can take something, fix it from a cookbook, and share with others. So
exactly, and many people enjoy reading them, and if they have pictures, the photography inside some of the cookbooks is mm-hmm. is beautiful. We also find that people are still interested in hobbies and crafts, And we have enjoyed seeing people find treasures in the art section, some of the art books on, they're actually like coffee table books on various artists. So.
Right. Arts and crafts, macrame making a comeback?
Yes, macrame has started to come back, and we have received two macrame books recently, and they're available.
Dale, you mentioned it's really a family event. You know, bring the children along because they're able to take their bags and go around and look. And as we mentioned, you know, if they get some type of allowance, they can actually collect their own books along the way and be able to purchase those. So it's really fun, not only for adults, but for kids as well.
Oh, yes. The children enjoy going in there and picking out their books and buying their own books and carrying them out.
Well, if someone would like to find out more about becoming a member of the Monroe Symphony League, because like you say, the programs that you're involved in, and of course, a lot of fun that the league members have in putting together the book fair, which will be continuing on again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and then from 1 to 5 on Sunday. So how can they get in touch with the Symphony League?
They can call the book room at 410-1002 on Wednesdays from 9 to 1 o'clock. Otherwise, just leave a message and we'll get back to you.
All right. Norma Norris, Dale DeMoss with the Monroe Symphony League, the book fair that continues on this weekend. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.